you've got a rad new ad or just something you want to share, whether in print, on air, or online, promote your wares, services, or events with us. Contact us at advertising@citr.ca or call 604-822-4342. Visit citr.ca for rates, information, and packages. This is the end of our ad, and if you're still here, we must be doing something right.
Hey guys, welcome back to K-Pop Cafe on CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from unceded Musqueam territory located in British Columbia. Your DJ Jaden is back again this week. Man, it's already June. We're almost halfway through this year already. Until today morning, when I noticed it was raining outside, I thought the weather was finally getting better slowly, but now, I don't know, it's still raining outside. But these days, even at like 9 p.m, it's not even that dark outside anymore, so I guess if you're the type of person who's afraid of walking outside at night, now is really the time for you to go out for a walk late at night, I guess. But I personally love doing that just because, like, walking outside with, like, no, specific destination and with my headphones on and music really helps you relax and sort of, like, look back how your day has been at the end of the day. But anyway, so now you guys should probably remember the drama I talked about a lot, Tunnel. So now that's over, a brand new drama began, and it's called Duel. And it's another thriller drama, and just like Tunnel had a plot with the concept of time travel, Duel, it's about like doppelgangers. So the first and second episode were on air just last weekend, and I watched both of them in a row, and it's quite good so far. I mean, whenever I watch a new drama, it would take a few episodes for me to actually get into it. But really, like, Duel so far got my attention, and many people seem interested to watch how it would go from now on. So if you haven't given it a try, it seems worth a try, so yeah, try it. So today we'll start the show with, well, beyond that, we already heard Open Up from Produce 101 Season 2 at the top. So we'll begin with Dance Dance and I Smile by Day 6.
Oh. Liveband.com is Vancouver's community-driven concert calendar. New shows are added daily by the city's most active promoters, musicians, and by the driving force of the music scene, the fans. Liveband.com's listings are different because they are integrated with profiles updated by bands and business owners as they promote upcoming events. Check out the archives to see how closely we've worked within the community to put on the shows you love. Visit LiveMusicVancouver.com for the latest independent and major label event listings. Liveband.com, Vancouver's community-driven concert calendar.
Hey, so that was Dance, Dance, and I Smile by Day 6. So there's another show that I watch nowadays, and it's called Produce 101 Season 2. So it's like a survival show where 101 trainees from different agencies compete with each other to make it to the top 11 to form a group together. So on the previous episode, we listened to IOI from Produce 101 Season 1 multiple times so far, and they already disbanded by now because they were like a project group for a short term. And Produce 101 Season 1 was like an audition show for girls, but this time Season 2 focuses on producing a boy band. So, And what's also really unique about this show is that, I already talked about this before, but people who watch the show get to vote to choose which members will survive till the end. So the viewers get to be the producers, I would say. So anyway, so season 2, they just released some new song. So I haven't listened to it yet. So let's give it a try together.
Never. Never. Never.
Without the help and support of our friends, we here at CITR wouldn't be able to bring you all the great music, art, cinema, and culture that you love. Thanks to the long-standing support from the Rio Theater, we are able to keep you informed on all the great artists, films, and everything else coming to town there. For all the current information about who and what's playing at the Rio Theater, visit their website at www.riotheater.ca.
Radio show
is brewed fresh and served fresh at the peak of its flavor. If you're a tough customer, only the taste of this
radio show
will do. So go ahead, let Dunkin' Donuts make your
radio experience
exquisite
indeed.
Dunkin' Donuts, serving sweet treats from the pop underground, Thursdays noon to one.
Hey guys, so at the studio we have a very special guest here today. So she is an expert on the studies on Korea, and she moved to Korea at an early age and got her PhD when she lived there for a long time. And now she's teaching at UBC as a professor. So everyone please welcome Professor Seiji.
Oh, I'm a little embarrassed. Yeah. Thank you, Gunhee, or Jaden, since we are using your English name today.
Right.
I'm so honored to be on your show. I'm a big fan.
Yes! Wait, are you the first one that I introduced the show, like when I first began?
You told me pretty early, so I started listening when there was only one episode.
Yeah, right. Do you still keep yourself updated with the previous?
I'm a little behind right now. I'm sorry.
But it's okay.
I'll catch up. I'll catch up.
Yes, there are the podcasts on the website, so you can definitely listen to them. Yeah, but we haven't actually seen each other for a long time, for a few months, right?
Yeah, it's been busy, you know. Yeah. I know that you've got so many things going on, and, you know, it's a lot of research, a lot of new students to keep on top of.
Mm. I'm sorry, I couldn't, I used to email you a lot, up until, 3 months before, and, I don't know, it just happened, and I just really want to, apologize for that, yeah.
Well, I wouldn't worry about it anyway, I mean, we could have a good conversation today and catch up.
Yeah, for sure, yeah. Oh, by the way, just to catch up, are you teaching summer courses at UBC right now?
I'm teaching the Korean Popular Music in Context course during summer one, and then I'll also be teaching it next year.
Right, that's the one I took.
Yes.
Right. Yeah, I loved it. Yeah. Okay, so really wanted to talk, because you lived in Korea for how long again?
Well, I moved to Korea in the mid-1990s, and I was living in Korea until right before I came to UBC in 2016. Right. Mm. So all total, I was living in Korea about 15 years, maybe almost 16 years.
Right.
So a little while.
right. And you got to watch the World Cup over there in 2002.
Yeah, 2002 World Cup. I was so lucky because they actually had a special program for foreign residents in Korea to be able to buy tickets.
Right.
And Koreans had to go into this lottery that was pretty hard to buy tickets.
Right. Yeah.
But the foreigners had an easier lottery. And I got tickets for the America-Korea game.
That one? Wait, was it one? No. It was a draw, right?
Yeah, it was a draw. Right. But that was the one with the famous ceremony on the line where, you know, they're pretending to reenact the, Anton Ono incident with the speed skating where Korea was robbed of their gold medal. So, it was very interesting to be there that day.
Yeah.
And actually, I saw all the games in Daegu.
Yeah.
So, Daegu was one of the cities with a stadium. So I was able to see all the games there.
Right. Yeah, I was in grade 2 at the time because it was 2002. So Korean age, I was 9 and I was in grade 2. And at that time, the part of the game that I remember the most was when An Jung-hwan made the goal at the game with Italy. I think it was Italy, was it?
Well, that goal line ceremony, that was with the America game, because was responding to the fact that Anton Ono was an American who had robbed Korea of that.
Right.
Yeah, so that's why it was then. Mm. When he made a goal in the Italy game, I think he just kissed his ring and raised his hands to the sky.
Right. Oh, I think people call them 반지의 제왕, I think, for that, like Lord of the Rings.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah.
And there's one thing that I really wanted to ask you personally, too. But while on air, I guess it's a good chance for me to ask you. Never got to hear it, even when I was your student. So could you tell us what motivated you to study Korea in depth?
Well, when I moved to Korea, it was just sort of fate. It was just chance. I was in a relationship, and he wanted to move to Taiwan, and I wanted to move to Japan, so Korea was a compromise.
Yeah.
And we came to Korea without really knowing very much about Korea. And, you know, we split up and whatever. Mm. But I fell in love with everything about Korea. And I At that time, there were fewer foreigners living in Korea, and it was right. pretty hard to actually spend a lot of time around other foreigners. And so, and because of my interests, like I was really into martial arts, then I spent a lot of time with Koreans, and I learned Korean very quickly.
Right.
And, you know, my Korean friends haven't moved away, and we've been able to stay close. So I have a lot of Korean friends that have been my friends now for 15 or 20 years.
Wow.
And so because of that, because of making this group of really close friends, I very quickly felt quite comfortable in Korea. And I left Korea in 1997, and I was gone for 2 months. And when I got back to Korea, I took a walk that evening, and I took a breath, and just the air made me feel like I was home.
Really?
And for
me,
it was this profound moment of, this is where I'm supposed to be.
Really?
You know, I was already so in love with so many things about Korean culture, and there was so much more that I wanted to learn. And so I kept trying to learn it, you know, asking my friends and going to classes and different things like that. And eventually I thought, why don't I do a master's in Korean studies?
Yeah, right.
Because I want to have a more comprehensive knowledge, because everything I was learning was like I'd read one book, so I would know a lot about what was in that book, but I wouldn't know, you know, many other things. So so I decided to do a master's in Korean studies at Yonsei University. It was really great. I had some amazing professors.
Right.
And they encouraged me to do a PhD. And they said, well, you love teaching, so, you know, take your passion for Korea and teach people more about this country.
Right.
So I guess I'm a good student, so I followed their advice.
And about 10 years later, you taught me. So
ABC. Yeah, there you go.
So fate. Yeah. 운명. So, so you told me that you loved a lot of the culture aspect when you live in Korea. But was there anything that shocked you a lot? Like the most shocking part of Korean culture?
Well, I mean, if you just want to talk about things like culture shock, when I first moved to Korea, you know, it was the first time I'd lived in a foreign country. I come from a very poor background, so I had barely visited other places. So I had basically just visited Canada because I'm from near the border.
Right.
And, you know, culturally, it's not that different.
Yeah.
So when I first got to Korea, at that time, English wasn't so trendy. So products didn't usually have English on them.
Right.
And I would just go to the store and I would, I need to buy some, you know, sugar or some flour or some cornstarch. And I would be feeling the packages. Oh, it's a little gritty. It's either salt or sugar. Because, you know, I couldn't read Korean yet. I just arrived in Korea. There was no English on the packages. And I could remember going to the store because I really wanted to make something and trying to buy all the things I needed. And by the time I got home, I needed to take a nap because the cultural overload of trying to process such a different environment was so overwhelming that it was like, okay, yeah, let me take a nap. And then I'll worry about trying to cook and find out if that is really sugar or if it's salt. I think one time I bought a big package of MSG. I would never use MSG intentionally, but I had no idea.
But did it taste good after?
Oh, come on now. It was MSG.
Right. But yeah. But personally, I really do... I feel like I understand you about being overwhelmed by the culture shock because I experienced it too. Well, opposite way from you. Like you lived in the States and then you moved to, you lived in the West and then you moved to Korea. And I lived in, I grew up in Korea and then moved to the West, right? So when I first came here, I could speak English just a bit, kind of, cause, just because I started studying English at the age of 6. And when I first came here, I could just have some basic conversation. But it wasn't as good enough as I could actually do well in classes. So I had that culture shock a lot at school. And but yes, I personally understand what you meant by it, like being overwhelmed by it. But yeah. Anyway, so one of the things that you taught me last term one last year was because I took your K-pop class. Well, K-pop class? Right, the Korean music class.
Yeah.
Right. Right. And at first, I went over the syllabus when I took your class, and I thought it would be just like talking about the modern K-pop culture, like the Korean pop culture now, like the 2010 or like 2000 period. So, but when I first went there, the first part of it, you taught us the traditional like music too, and also some instruments. And you, as time went on, you started teaching Korean music through teaching like the stuff like military, like army, and also like the government. So stuff like that. So that was pretty interesting. And one of the fields that I was really interested about was Korean wave. Some people might call it Korean fever. But yeah, I don't like to use that term just because beaver fever. But yeah, Hallyu, so Korean wave. So I think many people, I think too, Hallyu kind of like contributed to building sort of like a good image of Korea as sort of like a brand to foreign people in other countries. And the Korean government has been taking advantage of it by using it to market the country as sort of like a brand. And but are there any like negative aspects or influence of Korean wave that you see?
Well, I'm sometimes very disappointed with how much Koreans are trying to impress Western audiences with particularly with K-pop, but you know, other Hallyu products as well.
Right.
It's very frustrating to me that K-pop, which is a product made by Koreans for Koreans, would be so easily influenced by trends in the West or the desires of people in the West. I think that K-pop should essentially be for Koreans, and other listeners should be able to understand, oh, this is a Korean product made essentially for a Korean audience to benefit you know, businesses and the consumers within Korea. And then when you see a lot of these days things like blatant over-sexualization and people talk about how we have to do this to compete with Western popular culture, to have a video that's as attractive as these things that are popular in America or whatever. But really, staying true to Korean culture, I think, is a better long-term strategy.
Yeah.
Because, you know, it's the Korean audience that's not going somewhere.
Right,
you know, the Western audience, they can always find something new to listen to.
Right, to
and
replace.
I think you make it too much like a Western pop, then why would the Western audience stay with K-pop?
Right.
They want something new. They want something interesting. Mm. They want to know something special that not all their friends know about. Mm. So bending over backwards to try to please a Western audience, I think, is a short-sighted strategy.
Yeah.
And we have seen a huge amount of support in other countries in East Asia, Northeast Asia and Southeast Asia, for K-pop products, for very Koreanized K-pop products.
Mm.
And why is a Chinese fan or a Japanese fan not enough for K-pop? Why does it have to be a fan in Brazil or in Canada?
Right.
I'm nothing wrong with Brazilian or Canadian fans.
Oh, yeah.
But, you know, let's stay true to Korean culture and stay true to Korean-ness. Mm. And if the foreign fans like it, then they'll listen.
Yeah. Because I remember that just reminded me of like when I grew up listening to K-pop, and the first singer who got the title of World Star, as I remember, was Rain, like P. And when I read I think it was like a research paper I read about him. And the reason why he got the title first was because he had a concert in the States. And everyone else, like H.O.T. or some other people, like Seven, they had concerts in Asia, like China or Japan, just like Rain did. But Rain had one concert in the States, and people in Korea started calling him World Stars because he had a concert in the States. And so I looked into it. And the one that he had in America, most of the people, most of the audiences were Korean Americans. So not like the like Westerners, like Americans. So I think it's, yeah, it's, I agree with you. Like, it's just like frustrating how people just like really focus on like being successful in the West, and they equalize it with being successful all over the world, I think. Yeah.
I mean, look at, you know, obviously CL's Lifted, now that came out, you know, a few months ago, but I was so disappointed in that song. I just saw it as pandering to some idea of what Western audiences wanted.
Yeah.
And if you go back a few years and you look at what CL was doing a few years ago with To Anyone, or, you know, some other work that she's done, it was much more authentic,
yeah,
and it came
totally
across
different
as being unique and special.
Mm.
And I listened to Lifted and I'm like,
Really Americanized?
Yeah, it's right. So it was so geared to Western ears that it had lost this essential authenticity of being a K-pop star, of
right,
being CL.
Mm.
Yeah, so it was like, come on, Chaedan, what are you thinking?
Right. Mm. Right. Okay, so let's continue talking about Hallyu again. So my parents, when they were young, they grew up watching Hong Kong movies, basically. Like, there was a huge trend in Korea, like, watching Hong Kong movies with all the martial arts films by Bruce Lee or Jackie Chan. And nowadays, since early 2004 or 2002 around that time, I myself and also my other friends who are not Koreans but who were born in Asia and were raised there, so like Japanese friends or Chinese friends, they grew up listening to K-pop, or they grew up watching Korean, especially Korean dramas like Full House, or even shows like On Air, Winter Sonata, something like that. So, but I think it's about like every few years, people in Korea, like the experts say, Hallyu will die soon. Like, it's not going to last for the next 5 years. And thankfully, it's been lasting for almost about, well, as far as I know, for almost about 15 years, I think. But if longer, I think it was longer. But so about Hallyu, what do you think about the future of Hallyu like 10 years from now on?
Well, I mean, when was the first time that you ate Thai food? Like, the first time you ate Thai food, you were probably like, hey, wow, this tastes pretty good.
Mm.
I'm going to eat this again.
Right.
Do you stop eating Thai food because you've already had it a few times, or you've eaten it for 5 years? Like, I ate Thai food for 5 years, but now I'm going to forget about that now. If the Thai food keeps tasting good, which obviously it does, you're going to keep eating it, right?
Right.
So obviously, some people got into K-pop or got into Hallyu products because it was a fad or because they liked just the story in one drama. And those people, they'll see a new fad come along and they'll want to stay on the forefront, and they'll leave. They'll leave the, you know, the K-pop product or the you know, K-drama behind, and they'll move on to a new product.
Mm.
There's always people like that.
Right.
But there are also people who are going to say, as long as K-pop continues to produce the kind of product I like, I'm going to keep listening to it. So obviously, K-pop has changed since Soteji. It's changing, it's shifting, it's moving, it's not remaining exactly the same.
Right.
And those small changes keep K-pop fresh. They keep new ideas coming in.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, these days, look at how well Korean rap is doing. The new rappers are just amazing.
Like BY or people like that.
Oh, sure. Yeah. I mean, some of them obviously are showing up on, you know, these Show Me the Money or on Pretty Rap Star or whatever.
Mm.
But there are other independent underground people who are also incredibly creative.
For sure.
And so you look at this kind of thing, and that brings new energy into idol K-pop.
Oh, yeah.
You know, so we can, as long as we continue to have new energy coming in, as long as we continue to have new ideas, but we hold on to some of those core things that audiences enjoy about K-pop, as long as we do that, why would people move on?
Right.
You know, like, if
they wouldn't just like leave.
Right.
Like, right.
If Pad Thai still tastes like Pad Thai, I'm still going to eat it.
Yeah.
If K-pop still sounds has enough of an oral quality that satisfies me, right. my tastes, mm. then why would I move on? Sure, I might find some new music from some other country that I'm also excited about.
Right.
But that doesn't mean I'm just going to, like, you
stop
know,
listening.
Stop listening. So, you know, basically foreign fans have to hope that Korean fans continue to have some of the same interests, that Korean companies continue to make the things that they like.
Mm.
You know, so it because honestly, the foreign fans don't put a lot of money into Hallyu. Mm-hmm. We're watching things. I mean, me too. I'm watching a drama on Box Asian instead of, you know, paying for it. You know, I mean, some dramas are on Netflix, but not that many Korean dramas, right? And they're all old ones anyway. So, you know, we're doing that or we're watching stuff on YouTube. How often do you pay to download an MP3 file?
Yeah,
you know,
I think everyone can be honest about that. Yeah.
So this entire industry is supported by business that's happening inside of Korea.
Mm.
So we have to hope that those businesses inside of Korea continue to support the kind of product that we like. So the real limiting factor is, do Koreans get tired of K-pop? Do Koreans want to have it change so much that we no longer have what we like?
Mm.
And we have to, I mean, here in America, this is Canada. Here in Canada in America, people listen to radio stations that just play classic rock.
Right.
And like everything on those stations is from 20, 30, even longer, you know, years ago. And people listen to that again and again and again. So I hope that K-pop doesn't become something where we're listening to, you know, K-pop from the 2010s on some special radio station. That would be really sad. I hope that Koreans continue to produce these products that I'm really enjoying. And so I can continue to benefit and listen to them. And I guess I should go home and pay for some more downloads, because then I wouldn't have to feel like I'm a, you know, utilizing the system and not giving anything back.
that was a really good explanation, because I had a few guests over on the show before and no one could answer to that like that. To the question, but yeah, it was a really good explanation. Thank you for that.
Probably everyone's tired of listening to me talk at this point.
No,
you should play some music or something.
Okay, should he come back after listening to music soon?
Yeah,
okay. I'll get some recommendations from you. Could you please name two songs that you would want our listeners to give a try?
Well, I'm still really enjoying listening to Bingino's song January.
Oh, yeah.
I'm actually writing a paper about that for a conference.
And I did my final exam on that one.
Oh, you wrote your essay about that?
Yeah.
Okay, awesome. And then another song that is related to January in some ways visually, if you watch the video, is this song Jakdu by Deep Flow. And it's featuring Nuxal and Huckleberry P.
Mm.
So both of these songs could be classified as sort of independent rap or independent hip hop in Korea. And I think they're very, very creative videos. So I urge your listeners to go watch them. Don't just listen to
music video. For sure. Okay. All right. So we'll come back after we listen to January by Bingino and Jakdu by Deep Flow. And the rainmaker up palace my catch 2000 자동차 길 돌려받고 걸어갔네 앞에 있는 차량차 시동 걸으면 드르렁그르 처음에는 거슬렸던 소리가 오늘도 좋은 걸 많이 변했구나 세상 참 가땜 아직 갈 길 많이 한참 남아 내가 돼 I'm swerving man I'm swerving I'm
동안 애썼지 가족들을 위해 장을 보러 SSG 즉흑 떡국 fuck being trendy fuck the price 고기 일단 바구니에 담지 no thug life I'm more like 떡국 thug life 떡을 골라 but tonight I'm not gonna hit it 너네 몰라 내가 얼마나 떡 보였냐면 어릴 때부터 그릇에 떡이 넘치지 I gotta get that pie and I'm gonna get that ball I gotta get that king, cook it like Sam Kim. I mean for real, for time. Time, get him, go, get him, throw him in the car. Gotta get that, get it to 100 in the car. God damn, 1월 1일 300, 64일 남았네. 아직 살게, 많이 한참 남았네, God damn.
I'm swerving, man, I'm swerving.
Down by the doom beat, don't you? Just a run the night, a run, but get don't you? How good then again, only Jan and don't you? Nigga, San don't you get pipe up in there? Kick a San don't you or your heart in there? I didn't let me San don't, I let me San don't, but they go, let the wizard in your way. Mother, harmony don't you? The phone is a word in saying don't you? Tack and go shinga. Did it your moon? It got a dig, my mucha moochie, my noobung and ujuja, that in your dack ahead. Don't you would that in Nagan, January, February, the young, get a guess who know what you should February, just a deep February, dear, dear, son, the green, the don't let it don't you? The guy ahead.
I'm swerving, man, I'm swerving.
No one 내가 봐 너는 이미 둘이 아닌 하나일지도 우린 다들 돈에 신체로 살아 필요한 건 그걸 걷어내는 삶 프리지도 넉 사람은 무슨 눈이 돌아가냐 난 그저 예전과 한 몸이 아닐까 몇 년 전에는 또 뻔하게 팬을 굴렸었는데 그건 날 내린 그 분의 뜻이 아닌 것 같아 개새끼들 잡아먹는 야채로 태어나서 난 모습 그대로 몽둥이를 들고 소매를 바짝 올려 붙여 그래 계속 붙여 찾지 마라 붙여 싹 다 밀어 불도저 쌍구형 등짝에 도깨비들 춤춰 귀신이 씬 얼굴 작도 위에 악마들이 춤춰
땀 냄새나 다 푹 젖어서 푹푹 지내 어디 창문 좀 열어줘 지구와 래퍼들은 다 물러서 이제 그분이 오셔 그분이 오셔 자꾸 하타타 우리 오셔 자꾸 하하하하 풍나는 자꾸 카카카 갇혀 드는 싹두 컷컷컷 싹두 자꾸 하타타 우리 오셔 자꾸 하하하하 풍나는 자꾸
래퍼들 부판 싹 다 마시는 게 내 야취미하기에 나 그대로 빼다 박은 700 bounce with me 네 눈에 네게 아직도 공연으로 보이냐 아이씨 내림을 막기엔 이제 위홀도 좁다 내가 부르는 물을 성수처럼 받아먹는 게 너들 때문에 난 거의 완전 신이라도 된 기분 나랑 비슷한 무당들이 다섯 신나 대기 중 존나 쩌는 무대기 중 난 자이반터는 자이반으로 와일라이스의 하이라이트 공유 다음날 트윗할라인 좀 봤냐 쟤는 하이라이트들인 다음탐을 망가뜨려 와타이다운 상황 너가 암만 잘해봤자 넌 그냥 봤어 우리 날씨 타임 Now, take it to the next level 이건 전혀 다른 차원의 해적 잘난 잭 스페럴 전 세계 상대로 우리가 보내는 춤 사위 관심 없어 연예인 병 걸린 놈들은 댄스 배럴
땀 냄새나 다 푹 젖어서 푹푹 지내 어디 창문 좀 열어줘 지루와 래퍼들은 다 물러서 이제 그분이 오셔 그분이 오셔 자꾸 타타타 우리 오셔 자꾸 하하하하 풍나는 자꾸 카카카 갇혀드는 싹두 컷컷컷 싹두 자꾸 타타타 우리 오셔 자꾸 하하하하 풍나는 자꾸
All right, so let's talk about the current, the big change that Korea went through recently. So, I think it was last October when things, especially politically, have been like going crazy in Korea, especially with the incident that happened in Iwayode, like university. And recently, the government, now we have a new president, Moon. So do you think, it's been a few weeks since he moved into the office, do you think they had a big good start so far?
Yeah, I think he's had a really good start, and I'm... Before I tell you why, I also want to say that I just hope that Koreans hold on to this energy that they devoted to holding the government accountable to democratic values. Right. That's the reason that President Park Geun-hye lost her job is because the people of Korea showed up every weekend to protest, to demand a truly democratic and not corrupt government. And I'm so impressed. And I think it sent an excellent message to the rest of the world about what to do when you have a poor leader. And I just hope that young people especially continue to be really interested in government affairs and continue to keep their eye trained on the government and make sure that, you know, future representatives and assemblymen and everybody else does a good job.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Moon Jae-in, so far, I think he's started off so well.
Yeah.
One of the things I was worried about the most was the THAAD, the missile defense system, which Park Geun-hye had signed a contract for with the United States. And of course, THAAD soured the relationship between Korea and China.
For sure.
And so that's had a lot of blowback for Korea. And I was really worried, how can Moon Jae-in possibly stop SAD or change the agreement with the United States without making somebody as unpredictable as Trump angry at Korea, because obviously, you know, we need to keep a good relationship with the U.S., but we also don't want China to feel like we're bending over backwards to China. Korea needs to keep their power vis-a-vis China as well. And so what Moon Jae-in has done right now is he said, let's have a real good environmental impact statement about THAAD deployment, about building this series of batteries that will theoretically protect from missiles. And so that's a really good stalling tactic that we can use. And it also shows his commitment to the environment. He's also shown that with things like shutting down the oldest and most polluting coal-fired plants. In Korea, we've had a lot of air pollution problems in the last few years. And I'm impressed that he's taking immediate action. He's also done a lot of things that show his devotion to labor issues. Recently, when you arrive at Incheon International Airport, you can be stuck at immigration for a long time because they had so many irregular workers. They didn't have enough regular workers. He commuted all of those irregular workers to being full-time regular workers with benefits. It's already made such a huge difference for new arrivals at the airport. He, at the Memorial Day address that he just gave in Korea, he was talking about the sacrifice that people who worked at the Cheonggyecheon Pyeonghwa Sijang had made to the development of Korea. These are these garment factory workers who were terribly exploited during the Bak Chung-hee and the Jeon-doo-hwan administrations. And they basically, their labor allowed Korea to develop economically. They worked so hard under some quite difficult conditions. And, you know, at the Memorial Day address, there is the president of the country acknowledging their sacrifice Korean development. That was amazing. And he also mentioned the nurses and the miners that were sent to Germany. They also endured some very difficult conditions. And so things like that, I just feel like he has started off so well. One of the other things he's said is, let's improve social welfare services by creating like 300,000 jobs in healthcare that will particularly take care of an aging population in Korea.
Yeah.
And so it's like you're making jobs and you're taking care of needs. And I mean, wow.
Yeah.
So far, he's started off so well.
So what we need, for sure.
Definitely.
Yeah.
I just hope he continues on such a good, you know,
pace.
Yeah. Keep that ball rolling.
So. Right. Okay. All right. So we'll be right back after we listen to some ad.
Thousands of opinions are at our fingertips, but are all opinions informed? Does your information have a source? Is your social feed based on fact? Only facts can uncover the truth. Professional journalists are committed to balanced and nonpartisan reporting, to independent commentary. They cut through the spin to give you the information and perspective you need. Journalism is essential to a democracy, a watchdog over the powerful, an independent voice. Journalism is more important than ever.
Okay, Professor, it is time for us to start wrapping for today's show. Did you enjoy being on air?
Yeah, I hope I sounded articulate enough.
You did. Yeah. Well, we can't leave you yet. We can't let you leave you yet because you haven't chosen our closing song for today.
Oh.
And, right, you have to choose one more, and we'll let you do that right now. So which song should we give a listen?
Well, my favorite new song of the last couple of months is a song by Stella Jong, and it's called Vanishing Paycheck.
Vanishing Paycheck.
Yeah, it's really great. You'll love it.
Vanishing Paycheck by
Stella Jong.
Stella Jong. Okay. Okay, so that's what we're going to leave our listener with today, I guess. All right, awesome. Professor, thank you so much for being on air today, despite your busy schedule with all the marking and everything. But yeah, Yeah, thank you so much for coming. Yeah.
It was my pleasure. Thank
yes.
you.
Yes. Would you be on air again, like with us later?
I guess so.
Okay, I'll take that as a yes. Okay, thank you so much, Professor. All right, guys, so make sure to stay tuned for upcoming shows on CITR 101.9 FM today. There will be many different awesome shows coming on air. So thank you so much for listening to K-Pop Cafe today, and have yourself a wonderful day. Goodbye.
Bye, guitar.